This recording is a service of the Allen County Public Library's audio reading service. It is specifically designed for and directed to people who have visual, physical, learning, or language challenges to reading traditional printed materials.
Welcome to Cook's Corner. We all could use a little help in the kitchen, so pick up some useful tips, tricks, and hints, as well as some tasty recipes from leading cooking magazines that will make your next meal a huge success. All on Cook's Corner, coming up next on your audio reading service.
Welcome. This is Cook's Corner, and I'm your reader, Marcy, with the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Today I'll be reading from Food and Wine, copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. And All Recipes, copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. And now I'll begin with Food and Wine, copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. This is the November 2025 issue, and the title of this article is Jewels of the South. Juicy, fragrant satsumas are the harbingers of autumn, by Hunter Lewis. If you're a fruit lover like me, the kind of person who tracks the micro seasons at the farmer's market, then right now at this very moment, you might have a satsuma orange in your hand, savoring the sweetest jewel of the deep south. Or maybe your fingertips are already perfumed from peeling and eating a couple of them. If so, good on you. Satsumas, a type of mandarin orange, originated in East Asia more than 700 years ago. Unlike their more popular cousins, clementines and tangerines, satsumas have never gotten the attention they deserve. The reason is simple, says Jason Powell, co-owner of the 65-acre educational nursery Petals from the Past in Chilton County, Alabama. California has done a marvelous job of marketing cuties, mandarins, while states like Alabama, Florida, and Louisiana, where satsumas grow, have not. It was at Powell's farm stand at the market at Pepper Place in Birmingham where I first tried satsumas 13 years ago. Today, he sells a variety of satsumas, including the ultra-sweet Owari, the most common variety in the United States, the more tangy Brown Select, and the LA Early, with a thicker skin and milder flavor. I buy baskets of them as soon as the season begins. Their peels are shiny and yellow-green at first, but they begin to turn orange as October gives way to November, and their sweetness begins to peak. They look beautiful on a countertop or as decorations on a Thanksgiving table, and they last for weeks in the crisper drawer of the refrigerator. I take a couple to work every day, and at home I slice and serve them in salads with pistachios and mint. I'll also squeeze their juice for margaritas or mix it with the orange liqueur and vodka to riff on the orange thing, a cult favorite Birmingham cocktail served at Bottega and Chez Fontan. While the freshest, sweetest satsumas are found in the South, there are still plenty of ways to find this citrus nationwide. You can order them from Powell through petalsfromthepast.com or find bins of stem and leaf satsumas at your local Whole Foods. The latter are easier to peel than fruit fresh off the tree because the insides have dehydrated slightly and begun to separate from the inner white layer of pith attached to the puffy peel. They might not have the same sunny electric jolt of brightness you get from fruit that is mere days off the tree, but their sweetness and acidity will still shine all through the holidays. And now I'll be reading from All Recipes, copyright 2025, Meredith Operations Corporation. This is their holiday 2025 issue. The title of this article is Feeling Nostalgic. These time-tested recipes feel like a hug with every bite. Brimming with buttery, cinnamon, and vanilla goodness, these retro sweets taste just like Grandma made them. The first recipe is for Brown Family's Favorite Pumpkin Pie. This has been our annual tradition for Thanksgiving and Christmas since my son was born more than 22 years ago, said Vivid Saki 4265. Your shopping list for this recipe is as follows. 1 15-ounce can of pumpkin puree. 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk. 2 eggs. Cinnamon. Ground ginger. Nutmeg, salt, 1 9-inch unbaked pie shell, brown sugar, flour, unsalted butter, walnuts, and sweetened whipped cream for serving. For your ingredients, you will need 1 15-ounce can of pumpkin puree, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 2 egg yolks lightly beaten, 2 teaspoons of cinnamon plus more for garnish, 1/2 teaspoon ground ginger, 1/2 teaspoon nutmeg, 1/2 teaspoon salt, 2 egg whites, 1 9-inch unbaked pie shell, 1/4 cup packed brown sugar, 2 tablespoons flour, 2 tablespoons cold unsalted butter, 2/3 of a cup of chopped walnuts, and sweetened whipped cream for serving. Step 1. Preheat oven to 425 degrees. For filling, stir together pumpkin, condensed milk, and egg yolks in a large bowl. Stir in 1 teaspoon cinnamon, the ginger, nutmeg, and salt. In another clean large bowl, beat egg whites until soft peaks form. Gently fold beaten egg whites into pumpkin mixture. Pour the filling into a pie shell. Step 2. Bake for 15 minutes. Meanwhile, for streusel topping, combine brown sugar, flour, and remaining 1 teaspoon of cinnamon. Cut in cold butter with a pastry blender or fork until mixture is crumbly. Mix in walnuts. Step 3. Sprinkle streusel topping over pie. Reduce oven temperature to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Bake until puffed and a knife inserted into center comes out clean, 35 to 40 minutes more. Pie will fall as it cools. Serve with whipped cream and garnish with additional cinnamon. This next recipe is for Christmas cherry cake. Packed with intensely sweet red and green glacé cherries, plus golden raisins, this loaf cake makes an extra festive holiday dessert. For the cleanest slices, wrap the cooled cake in plastic wrap about 12 hours before frosting and cutting. For this recipe, you will need salted butter, sugar, 2 eggs, orange juice, flour, baking powder, golden raisins, glaceed or candied red and or green cherries, buttercream frosting. Recipe to follow. For the ingredients, you'll need 1 cup salted butter softened, 1 cup of sugar, 2 eggs, 1/2 cup of orange juice, 2 cups flour, 1 teaspoon baking powder, 2 1/2 cups of golden raisins, or 12 ounces, 1 1/3 cups glacé or candied red and or green cherries, 8 ounces, plus more for garnish, and buttercream icing, optional, recipe to follow. Step 1. Preheat oven to 300 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease a 9 by 5 inch loaf pan, then line with parchment paper, leaving overhangs on long sides. Step 2. Beat together butter and sugar in a large bowl with an electric mixer at medium speed until light and fluffy, 2 minutes. Beat in eggs and orange juice until combined. Step 3. Whisk together flour and baking powder in a medium bowl. Reserve 1/3 cup of flour mixture. Mix remaining flour mixture into batter until well blended. Toss raisins and cherries with reserved 1/3 cup of flour mixture. This will keep them from sinking to the bottom of the cake. Add floured raisins and cherries to batter. Fold in just until combined. The batter will be very thick. Spread batter in the prepared pan. Step 4. Bake until an instant read thermometer inserted inserted into the center registers 200 degrees Fahrenheit to 209 degrees Fahrenheit, about 2 hours. Let cool on a wire rack 15 minutes. Loosen short ends of cake with a thin metal spatula or knife. Remove cake from pan. Cool completely on the wire rack. If you like, frost with buttercream frosting and garnish with additional cherries just before serving. To make buttercream frosting, you must beat together 8 cups of powdered sugar, 1 cup of vegetable shortening, 1 cup of unsalted butter softened, 2 tablespoons vanilla extract or almond extract, and 1/2 teaspoon salt in a large bowl with an electric mixer at medium speed until smooth and fluffy. Beat in 2 tablespoons of milk, adding additional, 1 teaspoon at a time, until desired consistency. Makes 8 cups. This next recipe is for Grandma Minnie's old-fashioned sugar cookies. These cutouts have a tender but crisp texture, similar to shortbread cookies. Add a little sparkle by sprinkling additional sugar on top before baking. For this recipe, you will need flour, white sugar, baking powder, salt, butter, 1 egg, whipping cream, vanilla extract, royal icing, recipe to follow, and sprinkles and/or decorating sugar, optional. For the ingredients, you will need 3 cups of flour, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 cup cold butter cut into cubes, 1 egg lightly beaten, 3 tablespoons whipping cream, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, royal icing, optional, recipe to follow, and sprinkles and/or decorating sugar, optional. Step 1. Preheat oven to 400 degrees. Whisk together flour, white sugar, baking powder, and salt in a large bowl. Cut in butter with a fork or pastry blender until mixture resembles cornmeal. Stir in egg, cream, and vanilla. Gently knead dough together until dry spots are gone. It should look like pastry dough. If desired, dough can be chilled, covered, up to 24 hours. When ready to use, let soften on the countertop covered for 10 minutes. Step 2. On a lightly floured surface, roll out dough to a little less than 1/4 inch thick. Cut into desired shapes. Sprinkle with additional sugar if desired. Transfer cutouts to ungreased baking sheets. Step 3. Bake until edges start to brown, 6 to 8 minutes. Transfer cookies to a wire rack to cool. If you like, decorate with royal icing and sprinkles and/or decorating sugar. Store in an airtight container for up to 2 weeks. To create royal icing, you will beat together 4 cups of sifted powdered sugar, 6 tablespoons of water, and 3 tablespoons meringue powder in a large bowl with an electric mixer at medium-high speed until soft peaks form, 7 to 10 minutes. This makes 3 cups of royal icing. This next recipe is for Black Forest Trifle. Just 4 ingredients and 10 minutes are all it takes to put together this layered dessert. A couple of hours in the fridge gives it time for the flavors to come together. For this recipe, you will need 16 ounces of prepared chocolate cake or brownies cut into 1-inch cubes, 2 21-ounce cans of cherry pie filling, 1 12 to 15.5-ounce jar of hot fudge ice cream topping, warmed, 4 cups of frozen whipped topping, thawed, and cocoa powder for garnish. Step 1. Arrange about 1/2 of cake cubes in bottom of a 3-quart glass trifle dish. Top with 1 can of cherry pie filling, 1/2 of hot fudge, and 2 cups of whipped topping. Repeat layers once more, reserving some hot fudge and cake for topping. Step 2. Top whipped topping with reserved hot fudge and cake. Step 3. Cover and chill at least 2 hours or up to overnight. Garnish with cocoa powder. Our next recipe is for Grandmother's Pound Cake. The beauty of this cake is in its simplicity. For the best results, bring the butter, eggs, and milk to room temperature before mixing up the batter. For this recipe, you will need sugar, butter, 6 eggs, flour, whole milk, chocolate glaze or pumpkin spice glaze, recipes to follow. For this recipe, you will need 3 cups of sugar, 2 cups of butter, softened, 6 eggs, 4 cups of flour, 2/3 of a cup of whole milk, and chocolate glaze or pumpkin spice glaze, recipes to follow. Step 1. Preheat oven to 325 degrees Fahrenheit. Grease 2 4x8 inch or 5x9 inch loaf pans, then line with parchment paper, leaving overhangs on the long sides. Step 2. Beat together sugar and butter in a large bowl with an electric mixer at medium speed until light and fluffy, scraping down sides of bowl as needed, 2 minutes. Beat in eggs one at a time, mixing well after each addition. Beat in flour alternately with milk, mixing just until incorporated. Spread batter evenly in prepared loaf pans. Step 3. Bake until a toothpick inserted into centers of cakes comes out clean, 60 to 70 minutes. Step 4. Run a small knife around short edges of each pan. Let cakes cool in pans 10 minutes, then invert, peel off parchment, and cool completely on wire racks. Top cooled cakes with desired glaze. We topped the chocolate glaze cake with crushed peppermint candies for a festive holiday look. To make the chocolate glaze, you will combine 3/4 of a cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 3 tablespoons of butter, and 1 teaspoon light corn syrup in a small heavy saucepan over low heat. Cook, stirring gently until chocolate is melted and mixture is smooth, then stir in 1/4 teaspoon of vanilla or peppermint extract. Spread warm glaze over top of cooled cake, letting glaze drizzle down sides, or place in a zip top plastic bag and snip off a corner. Use bag to pipe glaze over the cake. To make the pumpkin spice glaze, whisk together 1 1/3 cups of powdered sugar, 2 tablespoons butter melted, 1 teaspoon pumpkin pie spice, a pinch of salt, and 1 to 3 tablespoons whipping cream or milk in a medium bowl. Stir in enough cream to make a spoonable glaze. Spread warm glaze over the top of cooled cake, letting glaze drizzle down sides, or place in a zip-top plastic bag and snip off a corner. Use the bag to pipe glaze over the cake. This next recipe is for Grandma Snyder's Oatmeal Cake. This cake doubles as breakfast or dessert. Serve with fresh fruit and yogurt, or top it off with whipped cream and or powdered sugar. For the cake, you will need rolled oats, water, white sugar, brown sugar, unsalted butter, 2 eggs, vanilla extract, flour, baking soda, salt, cinnamon, and nutmeg. For the cake topper, you will need brown sugar, sweetened coconut flakes, chopped walnuts, evaporated milk, butter, and vanilla extract. Your ingredients for the cake are as follows. You will need 1 cup of rolled oats, 1 1/4 cups of boiling water, 1 cup of white sugar, 1 cup of packed brown sugar, 1/2 cup unsalted butter softened, 2 eggs, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 1/3 cup of flour, 1 teaspoon of baking soda, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, 1 teaspoon of cinnamon, and 1/2 teaspoon of nutmeg. For the topper, you'll need 1.5 cups packed brown sugar, 1.5 cups sweetened coconut flakes, 1.5 cups chopped walnuts, 3/4 cup of evaporated milk, 6 tablespoons of butter melted, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. First, we'll make the cake. Step 1. Preheat oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. Coat a 9x13-inch baking pan with cooking spray. Place oats in a small heat-proof bowl. Add 1 1/4 cups of boiling water. Let stand until softened, about 8 minutes. Step 2. Beat together white sugar, brown sugar, and butter in a large bowl with an electric mixer at medium speed. Mix in eggs and vanilla until combined. Step 3. Sift flour, baking soda, salt, cinnamon, and nutmeg into a medium bowl. Add to butter mixture. Add oats and any excess water. Stir until combined. Pour batter into prepared pan. Step 4. Bake until a toothpick inserted into center comes out clean, 30 to 40 minutes. Now we'll make the topper. Step 5. Meanwhile, stir together brown sugar, coconut, walnuts, evaporated milk, melted butter, and vanilla. Spread over the hot cake. Step 6. Set oven rack about 6 inches from heat source and preheat broiler. Broil cake until top is lightly toasted, 2 to 3 minutes. Watch closely to prevent burning. Serve hot or let cool. To store leftovers, cover and store in refrigerator for up to 5 days. Our last recipe is for stained glass gelatin cake. For the best gelatin cubes, be sure each color is completely chilled and set before cutting. This could take up to 8 hours, depending on the size and shape of the bowls you use. For this recipe, you will need 5 packages sweetened gelatin mix, such as Jell-O, in desired colors, boiling water, cold water, unflavored gelatin powder, 1 can, 14 ounces, of sweetened condensed milk, whipping cream, and vanilla extract. For this recipe, you will need 5 3-ounce packages of sweetened gelatin mix, such as Jell-O, in desired colors, 3.5 cups of boiling water, 3.5 cups of cold water, 1 1-ounce package unflavored gelatin powder, 1 14-ounce can of sweetened condensed milk, 1 1/4 cups of whipping cream, and 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Step 1. Put each gelatin mix in a separate heat-proof bowl. Pour 1/2 cup of boiling water into one bowl and stir until gelatin is completely dissolved, about 2 minutes. Stir in 1/2 cup of cold water. Repeat to dissolve remaining gelatin colors. Chill bowls covered until completely set, 4 hours or up to overnight. Step 2. Coat a 9x9x2.25-inch baking pan with cooking spray. Step 3. Remove all gelatin colors from bowls and cut into cubes. Transfer cubes to a large bowl and gently toss to mix colors randomly. Transfer to prepared cake pan. Step 4. Pour remaining 1 cup of cold water into a bowl. Sprinkle unflavored gelatin over the top. Let stand until softened and swollen, 2 to 3 minutes. Add remaining 1 cup of boiling water and stir until gelatin is completely dissolved. Step 5. Combine condensed milk, cream, unflavored gelatin mixture, and vanilla in a blender. Blend until well combined. Pour over the gelatin cubes in the cake pan. Use a rubber spatula to evenly distribute colored gelatin cubes and milk mixture. Step 6. Chill, covered, until set, at least 4 hours or up to overnight. Step 7. To serve, run a knife around the pan edges, then carefully invert into a serving plate. Well, that's all the time we have for today. This has been Marcy with Cook's Corner. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading from the audio reading service at the Allen County Public Library.